T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Roll tape, please.
Okay, let's get this show rolling.
10 seconds.
Stand by, everybody.
John Fricke and Hugh Douglas. Live, local, and you can hear us all over Georgia.
Big Hugh, Big John, Big Guys, Big Show.
A 3-time NFL Pro Bowler and a guy who's been covering the A for nearly 3 decades. John and Hugh, call the guys at 404-741-0929.
Wait, I thought I was the man.
No, you're my man.
Oh, okay. So my man, what do you mean I'm your...
No, not like that.
Okay.
My man, we cool.
Okay, gotcha.
John and Hugh are on the air.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, it's going to be a big Thursday. Welcome to the Kia Studios. John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. If you're just jumping in the car this morning, yeah, a little chilly out there. But what a hot night tonight. It is going to be, like I said, a gigantic night. Atlanta United in the playoffs tonight at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. They expect a huge crowd. I don't know if it'll be a sellout, but it's 60,000-plus. For the game tonight between Atlanta United and the Columbus Crew, Georgia State is at home. There's a football game at Turner Field, so that means downtown going to be hopping tonight, just a saying. Hawks play tonight and much more as we get to roll on what is a very big Thursday. Morning to you, Hugh. What up?
Good morning. Good morning, Atlanta. It's going to be a lot of banged up people before the Atlanta United game because I don't know what time you think they're going to start tailgating. Maybe 10? Because the game's not till like 7, right?
Right.
I'm thinking 10. Hit me up on the Twitter, BigHugh53, and let me know what time y'all going to tailgate. Because if y'all going to tailgate that early, y'all might not make it. And I know Dukes and Bell will be out there for their show, so yeah, it's going to be – y'all might not make it.
Yeah, Dukes and Bell, by the way, are going to be in the Gulch. For those of you who don't know where the Gulch is, that's that parking lot that's down between CNN Center and Phillips Arena. You have to kind of go where – I know on Marietta Street, where Baker Street meets Marietta between – the College Football Hall of Fame and Stats, and it's back in there. And that's where Terminus Legion will be, and the Faction, and Resurgence, and Footy Mob, and all the support groups. And Dukes of Bell will be broadcasting live from 2 to 7 down there ahead of Atlanta United tonight. Again, as mentioned, it's just a huge – today I've got to go over and join some of my great old friends and vote on the Atlanta Sports Hall of Fame. That vote will happen today, and I'll tell you tomorrow who gets in and who's elected into the this year's crop of the Atlanta Sports Hall of Fame. That ought to be – a lot of fun always is every year. Wes Durham and I do it. And
West Durham.
Bill Hartman, the great legendary Bill Hartman.
Speaking of Hall of Fame, man, I didn't get in. HBCU Hall of Fame, they had to they announced the class yesterday. No, it's cool. It is cool because you look at that class, they got some really good players that are going in. So, I mean, it was just an honor to be on the list. Harold Carmichael, a couple names were Harold Carmichael, Greg Lloyd.
Wow.
So it's like when you look at the list of people, it was going to be tough, but I'm just honored to have been on the list, and,
you'll get him next
time. Did you ever meet Harold Carmichael? Was he hanging around the Eagles, Harold Carmichael?
Harold Carmichael works for the Eagles. In there. Okay. Now, when I go back now, Harold calls me alumni, because he's like, when I played, he was like, you just called me junior. He said, you alumni now. He used to tell me that all the time. You alumni. You old here now. You like me. So every time you see me, he said, alumni. Black alumni. So, yeah.
So that's a guy I've never met. Is he as tall as they say?
Yeah, and Harold used to walk around, and he would carry the football with him, right? And he would grip it at one tip and you would grip it at the other. And his hands were so big, he could pull it out your hands. Like, yeah. And Harold would be out there shagging ball, like catching balls, man. Harold was a big dude. Like, he was a big dude. Still a big dude. Keep himself in pretty good shape. So, yeah, I was there when Harold was there.
All right, so no matter what your flavor of sports is, tonight we've got you covered because, as mentioned, this is going to be an important game for Georgia State tonight. The Panthers are suddenly, they had the 3-game win streak that was snapped, but they're suddenly 3-3 playing at home at Georgia State Stadium. That's the old Turner Field against South Alabama. Georgia State's got a shot at a bowl game. They have to play well down the stretch, but they've got a shot at a bowl game this year. We have Thursday Night Football, of course, which will be the Dolphins and the Ravens. And John Michaels is going to be hosting the watch party out at Buffalo Wild Wings out at the Mall of Georgia tonight from 8:30 to 10:30. The Hawks are on 92.9 The Game tonight. Final game of this road trip against the Chicago Bulls. Our pregame with Mike Conley begins at 7:30. The tip's at 8. the five-game road trip. Now, still no Dennis Schroeder. You might know that DeAndre Bembry is out for like a month or more because of a broken wrist, and Schroeder's got an ankle. So it's going to be, even though the Bulls are a mess, Hugh, it's going to be tough for the Hawks to try and find wins. They'll have to lean on their front court. Guys like, you know, John Collins, that's asking a lot of a rookie, and certainly Torian Prince. When you've got Bembry out for a month and a half and you've got Dennis Schroeder out, that backcourt gets a little thin.
Yeah, it does, man. And you're talking about a backcourt and a team that is trying to mesh and gel together. And to have two of your guys out, that's going to be tough. But to your point, the Chicago Bulls, I remember watching the Bulls in the preseason. I did not know a person that was on that team. It looked so different. But a lot of teams are going through what the Hawks are going through right now. So it's going to be one of those games where not going to be a lot of not a lot of star power on the court at that time, but it's a work in progress. It's growing pains.
You know, you bring that up, and I was thinking about that myself. I mean, as you know, tough as it's going to be to go through this with the Hawks this season, as long as the Hawks, and we talked about this yesterday when we were talking to Travis Schlenk day before, the new general manager, you know, just being transparent about what you're trying to do and build through the draft and got a new stadium and understanding that we're putting the franchise with the owner, Tony Ressler, and the rebuild of Phillips Arena and the new general manager, Travis Schlenk, putting a solid foundation down, and we're going to build for the future. And we're all, you know, we could all be on board with that. But what choice do you have? But you can be on board at least if there's a plan. But there are other franchises that are far more a mess. The Bulls are one of them. The Suns are a meltdown after firing Earl Watson three games in, losing games by 50 and 60 points, and guys wanting to be traded. I mean, so there are other franchises that are actually in the throes of being a mess. I don't know that the Hawks are a mess. At least they have a plan. I think that you know, they're just putting it into place. And the one thing, though, they can't afford is to have anybody, you know, injured or suspended. Come on, Dennis. You're killing the ball club.
Is he suspended?
Well, not yet, but he will be.
I mean, it's still pending. I think that they have to do the court case first before the NBA decides on what's going to happen with Dennis. I mean, so it's still kind of looming. So anything can happen at this point. I mean, you know, from what we know, the NBA is waiting for the investigation to be over, I guess. And then we could kind of draw conclusions on what's going to happen with Dennis Schroeder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's absolutely true. All right, so we get into hey, by the way, you know, just looking at news today, because we're talking about all the sports that's going to happen today. Did you see where I saw this CNN flash this last night. You know that all the rest of the JFK files from the assassination are going to be released today. They're supposedly, according to CNN, it says historians are expecting 30,000 to 40,000 documents, the final documents of the Kennedy assassination, to be released today. They're not sure what the documents will reveal, if there'll be any bombshells. One expert said that it's going to just prove that Lee Harvey Oswald was the lone gunman. So all these conspiracy theories, we could finally put this, if they release this today, even if there's nothing in there, maybe we could finally put all this to rest.
You know, who can read that many documents in a day, though?
Dude, it's some, I don't know about that in a day, but there's some serious speed readers out there, man, that can read like three or four chapters in like an hour. Like, seriously. So they'll probably read a couple
unless you
pages.
Give everybody sections.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. You know, so, yeah, there's some speed readers out there, man.
Have you guys ever been to Dealey Plaza in Dallas?
No, I have no.
You know, one of the more fascinating places, the sixth-floor museum where the window is, where Oswald shot, they made it into this incredible museum. It's really fascinating to go through. It's really well done.
I drove through there, but I didn't go. We didn't go in. Someone
so
just
you
told
stand
me.
Stand there at the window
was.
And look down because there's an X on the road. No. It's not morbid. Okay. It's well, it
Somebody
is morbid.
Somebody died
but,
there.
But huh?
Somebody got killed there.
Yeah, I know. It is morbid. I mean, but at the same time, it's still fascinating from a historical perspective because you see the angle and you're standing at the window and looking down on the street, you know, where Kennedy was and the motorcade was, and the museum up there has all the videos and all the archives and everything like that. It's really a historic museum. They've done a great job with it. It's if you ever go to Dallas, it is absolutely a must that you go to the sixth floor museum.
And you paid for that to see that tour? You paid?
Yeah, well, yeah, dude, it's packed. You can't get in. You got to wait in line.
I'm good.
No, but okay. It's morbid, but it's fascinating, all right? Because it tells the whole story, at least as far as we know until today, it tells the whole story. Because who knows? What would you rather have? What would you rather have it come out that, it's Lee Harvey Oswald and we can all go home. Thank you very much. Or would you rather have that, like, that there's been something there for all these years? We've been waiting for 50 years.
Does it bring peace and solace to his family, though? Like, his wife is no longer here. His son has passed. His daughter's still here.
That family has been.
Yeah,
man.
So, I mean.
You know what it is, though, D? I think it's America's fascination with the Kennedy family.
Yeah.
That is going to draw a lot of people to this, and it's going to be a lot of interest. It's almost kind of like the royal family.
Mm.
It's kind of like Princess Di. It's kind of the same thing, because you look at the time that JFK was president. I think he was the youngest president at that time. And you know, I think it was the Cuban Missile Crisis was like one of his defining moments in his presidency.
The Bay of Pigs?
Cuban
Missile Crisis.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So I was right. See, I didn't know.
I was asking.
No, but it was that was his defining moment, one of his defining moments as president. And, you know, the alleged affair with Marilyn Monroe was another, and his brother. But, yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, well, the brother got shot, too, of course, RFK. And then Teddy and John Jr. has the plane wreck. And, I mean, that family has had, man, that family's, of course, they've been, you know, hey, they are a fascinating family. It's today we're going to release the files. That will suck. Trust me, at CNN, when that happens and the alert goes out in the newsroom, just my experience of working in the newsroom at CNN, that alert goes out and those files get dumped, poof, man, the world will stop. Unless there's some other breaking news, the world will stop today because everybody's going to take a big old deep breath. What they'll do, to answer your question, D., what the news networks will do, two things. They'll have a team of people that are assigned to it, like in the D.C. Bureau or in the New York Bureau for CNN, for example. They'll have a whole bunch of people that are assigned to, let's say, eight people, and they'll assign them, plus digital, to the documents and split them up, and then they'll do an automatic keyword search.
Okay.
Any up.
You know, put in 50 keywords, and they're looking for those big keywords, you know. Russia, you know. Khrushchev, assassination, you know, all that kind of stuff. It is Thursday night. We mentioned it's Thursday night football. Are you going to see far less Thursday night football? Could Thursday night football be paired way, way back? The NFL's talking about getting rid of most of Thursday night football, apparently. Well, wait till you hear this. As we continue with John and Hume.
We got a lot of moving parts at this point. I think a lot of our energy is focused on getting those guys ready and making sure that they're playing confident and making sure that the other guys that have been in here feel comfortable, you know, being by their side and ready to go.
That is Joe Flacco, quarterback of the Baltimore Ravens. Again tonight from 8:30 to 10:30 at the Mall of Georgia. John Michaels will be hosting our Thursday Night Football watch party tonight. Thursday Night Football, Ravens hosting the Dolphins. And welcome back to the Kia Studios on the Morning Show with John and Hume. Dolphins are a surprise. I mean, we know what they did to the Falcons, blah, blah, blah. But here they go into this game tonight, Hugh. A 4-2 football team, and if the playoffs started today, and of course they don't, but if they did, Dolphins would be in, and Adam Gase has pieced together a pretty good start for that team.
Can I complain about the way that they're playing right now? I mean, not happy about it. I mean, because, you know, obviously one of the wins that they got on this little win streak they're on was against the Atlanta Falcons, but you got to give them props for the way that they're playing. They're manufacturing scores, relying heavily on their defense, and getting it done.
The fans down in South Florida wanted Matt Moore, not Jay Cutler, and they kept, we want more, we want, well, guess what? We care for what you want, because that's what they got. They got Matt Moore, because Jay Cutler's injured, and Matt Moore starts tonight.
You know, I think my focus is to execute what's called. I think most guys like to shoot it down the field, but I think, you know, whatever's called is what I'm trying to execute. Everybody has favorites, but at the end of the day, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of the Baltimore Ravens on the other side. I mean, this is a team that, you know, John Harbaugh has obviously taken, you know, this team to, you know, great heights, obviously win a Super Bowl. But, you know, they just, they're a hard squad to figure out.
They seem like they're a little older, a little long in the tooth, and it feels like they really didn't do a good job of replacing key guys, you know. And they went out and got Jeremy Maclin when Steve Smith retired, and they've been trying to figure out their offense. Joe Flacco hasn't really been that guy since he probably won the Super Bowl, but He was that guy in that moment, and he did what he had to do to get paid, and he got paid for that. But yeah, they're a hard team to figure out right now.
Well, if you like Thursday Night Football and you're going to be watching the game tonight or at our watch party, enjoy it, because there are a lot of reports that are surfacing now this week that the NFL owners are looking at, you know, potentially big changes to the schedule, because as we all know, the ratings, I mean, not a secret that the ratings, television ratings in the NFL are down. The owners seem to think that there's an oversaturation of games and that this is one of the reasons, or one of the big reasons. I'm not sure that I agree with this. I think that there are two major reasons that the ratings, Hugh, are down in the NFL. Number one is cord cutting. You know, I mean, you have all these millennials who are simply not watching cable TV. They don't have the sports package. They're just going to the Netflixes of the world. And you see that the stress that puts on every cable channel. Look at the numbers that ESPN is losing and shredding like crazy. And then, of course, when you lose that many subscribers and they've lost, what, I don't know, 8 or 10 million? Of course that's going to affect ratings. There's that. And then, of course, the protests that are, you know, taking place on all sides, where people are saying, and I have no proof. They just say that they're not watching, so, but I have no proof of that. But the NFL owners are convinced that that it's oversaturation. So as a result, Thursday Night Football was started a number of years ago to give the NFL Network some content. There were 8 games originally on Thursday Night Football. It's grown to 18, and the owners are saying we need to cut 10 Thursday Night games. 10.
See, I don't believe that that's the reason why they're doing it. I believe they're looking at different avenues to try to get that revenue, because there's so many different ways that people watch games now. You have the Fire Stick. You have YouTube TV. That for just $35, you can get that. You can cut the cable. You can cut the cord from the cable. So that's what they're trying to do. And the reason why they're pulling those 10 games is so that they can figure out a way to monetize those 10. That's what they're doing. That's what I believe, because when you look at the NFL and how they handled this whole Thursday Night Football thing, remember, I think, who was it? I forgot who had the deal. Comcast, I think it was. They had the deal on the table initially when all this happened. And then when they started up the NFL Network, they yanked the games and gave them to the NFL Network to try to build their content. It was something like that. If I got the details wrong, please excuse me. But it's something to that effect. And right now, what you see them doing is, even now on my Twitter feed, I can get updates of the game. And at one point, I think it was last year, they even had a Twitter game. They had a game on Twitter.
Right, they did.
They're trying. See, we are so attached to our phones and our tablets and everything like that. People usually get updates to the game, or they're watching them from a sling box or something like that. The NFL is trying to figure out a way, by getting out of this deal, I think, they're trying to figure out a way to get this bread, get this other bread, and tap into these other markets.
I totally agree with that take.
One other thing is, it's not a national game, the game you see on Thursday night. By putting every team and making every team have to play, and a lot of times, not every time, but in years past, a lot of times it was nothing but divisional games, right? This year we've seen a little bit different. That makes it a regional game. Like tonight, most people, because they've been watching the World Series all week, and maybe they have to give in to their wife and watch something different. How many people really want to sit down and watch Miami and Baltimore that aren't Miami and Baltimore fans? It's not an overly appealing game.
Right, and you can't flex to it, and it's not like it's something that you can make, you know, even better. There's that. Here's the problem the NFL's up against. And this is where I totally agree with you. They're trying to figure out revenue streams. We all understand that there are a couple of things that are true going forward. One is the traditional model of television is going to change, and change rapidly. What television is now is not going to be what television is in 10 years. It may not even be what television is in 5 years. It's all going to be streaming. And we have to figure out, how does all this work, and how do you monetize that streaming aspect? And Hugh, business in this country has been really guilty, and I think that anybody who's in business right now who's the leaders in their car is probably going to have to agree with this, because it's true. Business in this country has been guilty of one thing: chasing customers. They don't know how to keep up with the technology. So as a result, they go to the Facebooks and Twitters and Instagrams and what have you, the Reddits and what have you, and they chase the audience, okay? They don't lead the audience. They're chasing the audience. Well, and so they don't know what to do.
Well, they're going where the people are going. and where you can get the most bang for your buck. Because even now, when you go to your Facebook feed, they have everything on your smartphone linked together. And I think it started with Facebook, because it's like, it's almost like back in the day when people used to sell list phone numbers. Remember, like, companies used to buy phone numbers from certain people?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing now. Because the irony is this. I remember when I first noticed it, the Amazon and the Facebook link was when I was looking for a truck. And you know, I'm just looking online, you know, looking at these different sites and stuff. And after a while, when you go check your Facebook feed, you would see the same exact thing that you were searching for on your phone. And it was like, oh, you know, they say, hey, you got this truck and da-da-da-da-da. And I noticed that, and like different things like shoes and different stuff that you buy on eBay or Amazon. So what they're doing is all these companies have gotten together, and they're trying to figure out the best way to get to you, the consumer, because nobody's sitting in front of their television anymore. Everybody's on their tablets. Everybody's on their smartphones. You can't go anywhere and not see people in their cars or at even at the game. Everybody's checking their phones for something. And so they're trying to figure out a way to monetize that.
Yeah,
and
of course, Thursday Night Football may be what loses out. If the owners get their way, they're going to cut Thursday Night Football. Maybe that's not a bad thing. We're talking about the NFL as we get ready for this next big week that'll start tonight on Thursday Night Football with John and Hugh at the Kia Studios. One other quick NFL note. Cam Newton walked out again. This is what happened with Cam Newton's latest news conference. Here it is.
You know, it's easily said than done, just like a lot of things in this sport. But, you know, we just have to start fast and just build momentum throughout the game.
Big plays, big chunk plays kind of get to that energy, I think, that you're talking about. Does this offense, and I know you had several at Detroit and New England, do you think you guys have the wherewithal to do that consistently week in and week out?
Next question.
So the reporter asks, can you guys hit big plays? Can you actually do this every week? And Cam looks at him and goes, next question, turn, exit stage right. Okay. It's just a typical Cam. You know, sometimes I wonder, though, Hugh, because people are going to go, yeah, Cam just totally dissed that reporter and walked out on him and turned his head to drop, blah, blah. Sometimes I wonder if this is part of Cam's plan. Is he playing the media? Is he going, how could I jerk their chain today?
I don't know. He seemed to me, John, like he was frustrated about something, and it manifested itself in that press conference. But bottom line is this: Cam is the face of that franchise, and unfortunately for him, he can't have any bad days. He can never have any bad days because he's held to a higher standard, and he needs to realize that. And once he realizes that, I think it'll go better for him, because when he does stuff like that, he's being judged. In every aspect of his life, he's being judged when he acts the way that he acts in those press conferences.
And every week it's something. It was the female thing 2 weeks ago. It was not showing up last week. Now it's this thing. Hey, listen, the more disorganization that happens up there in Charlotte, good thing for us, for the Falcons, I think. I don't know. We'll see him in 2 weeks, right? Well, today's a Thursday. It's a really big Thursday. Lots going on in the sports world, especially here in Atlanta, a couple of big events. We'll tell you what else today is as we continue on the morning show with John and Hugh right here on Sports Radio 929 The Game. And Wendy's tweeting out already on our Twitter at 929 The Game. I know we hurt you, made you scared of love, too scared to love. He didn't deserve you, 'cause you pressed. It is the morning show with John and Hugh on this big Thursday. Our musical director, Daryl Ashurst, always likes to throw me curveballs here. Just when I expected,
This one's an easy one, John.
Well, it's... Yes. Okay.
This is Keith Urban with Carrie Underwood.
I was going to take a guess.
I thought it might be Keith Urban, but on our sheet it says Keither.
It does say Keither.
And I was trying to figure out who Keither was. I was like, who is Keither Urban?
Yeah, you know when you type too fast and you send out the email without really spell checking?
Autocorrect.
Keither.
Heath Urban.
John, you were just like the guy on Twitter who responds to me and like, oh, grammatically incorrect. Then I have to
I hate the English
the,
cops.
Hate them. Delete the tweet and then send the tweet out. And then I notice another mistake and then delete it.
Why can't we have edit buttons on Twitter?
No, Twitter. Please, just give me an edit button. Instagram has it. Facebook has it. I just need an edit button.
You have to develop it and then sell it to them.
Boom.
Bless the Lord.
But I think we've all sent the tweet to Twitter saying, hey, please, can we just please have an edit
Jack,
button?
Please, you know, right?
Instead of having to just delete the tweets. Well, today is National Pumpkin Day as we prepare for Halloween. I believe it's 5 days away now.
Yes, something like that.
It's on Tuesday.
Right.
So today is National Pumpkin Day. So today would be a good day to go get the pumpkin because it will last throughout the weekend and through Halloween, and it won't spoil or rot or go bad.
You know what the best part about the pumpkin is? Because, like, Thanksgiving, like, right around the corner, so you can keep them out there for a while. Just turn it around. Most people turn them around.
That's smart.
Yeah, just turn them around and just, you know, do it like that.
And they usually last
a while. Put some flowers in it.
Right.
Yeah, they last, you know, just put them out, turn it around, leave it out there for a little while, and then, you know, you don't have to go get a pumpkin that quick.
Yeah, if you don't carve it, a pumpkin will last a couple months.
Well, even if you do carve it, there's probably ways that you can decorate it. So if you have a face, let's say you carve a face into the pumpkin, cut like a giant hole out of it, put some flowers in there, like some Thanksgiving fall leaves and some candles.
Yeah, something like
that. Fall it up.
Or just take the fake one that's in the back break room right now, and you can just turn it around. No one will even know.
Ha, huh, there you go, right? Are you a fake pumpkin? You're a fake Christmas tree guy. Are you a fake pumpkin guy?
Well, I've actually had both Christmas trees, John. I normally don't even put a Christmas tree up in my condo. It's not really, you know.
Oh, you don't want to celebrate the holiday.
Well, no, who's coming over to see it? And it's not overly big.
How about you?
Huh?
How about you? How about just for festive?
I don't need a Christmas tree to celebrate. I think if you need a Christmas tree to celebrate, you need to check what the reason of the season is.
I don't put up a Christmas tree. I put up one last year, though. But I normally don't put up a Christmas tree.
So you put up a Christmas tree if you put one up last year?
Well, technically, yeah, but I don't put up one.
There it is.
I put up a Charlie Brown tree, but I put up a tree.
I didn't decorate, though. I didn't do none of that.
So you just put a pine tree in your house?
Do you have lights basically on it?
Nah, this guy.
None of that. This is a caveman. Did caveman have pine? Did they have their
keys? Hold on.
Like bachelor-style
tree. Can you imagine coming over in the middle of December to Hugh's house, and there's just a pine tree in the middle of the living room?
Yeah, and they'd be like, it's Christmas. And no and everything under there is like unwrapped.
There's no ornaments.
Y'all
no
laughing, but this ain't no. I'm real about this.
I know this ain't
no joke. This is what I do.
That's why I'm laughing.
This is what I do.
Oh,
it's
man.
A
that would never
style
fly at my eye.
It's called a Spartan lifestyle.
The real estate maven has to have a real tree. It's got to be a 7-foot Douglas fir. It is decked out with. She must spend 2 days putting 1,000 things on that tree.
So you have the real Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the maven is big into this. Yeah, she gets big into that, yeah.
Well, there. Make sure she knows there's an order of the holidays. So we have our Halloween and then Thanksgiving and then Christmas.
Well, she's very much pro-Thanksgiving. Yeah, don't jump Thanksgiving for Christmas, personally.
Well, they already have Christmas stuff out, which is aggravating.
They were putting it out yesterday in the department store when
no,
I was
you
driving
gotta get a
Ms.
jump
Daisy
on it, because let me tell you. You all know that right after, I'm talking about the day after you stuff your face. Moms and daughter wake up extra early, about 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, no.
And hit the mall.
2 a.m.
Yeah, whenever it opens. And hit the mall and go hard all day long.
Well, now it's the day of Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Some stores are open.
Yeah,
like
so people are hiding gifts and all that stuff, running around like chickens with their head cut off because – you know, it's funny because the new Xbox One X drops in like next week. And everybody that I know has already pre-ordered that.
How much is that? Because Gloria wants that.
Oh, I'm not sure. It's like probably about, I'm going to say $500 because I didn't even check.
She's only getting 2 gifts.
Merry Christmas.
I didn't even check.
That's expensive.
Yeah, but it's like, but that's what hardcore gamers are doing. And all the new games, that's why like in November, all the new games are starting to come out so that people, you know, they're lining up for them. And not only that, the Xbox is now, they're doing backwards compatible games so that now you can get the games that came on the first Xbox on the newer Xbox. And people are downloading those. So it's about
to go down.
Do you
have to repay for them again?
It all depends. If you have a gold account, you can get some of the games free.
Okay.
Or you had to pay full price, you know, half price for them. So it all depends. Mm. But yeah, it's about to go down.
After Halloween, after Thanksgiving, then Christmas. Well, a couple of birthdays today. We all kind of know this guy.
It seems today that all you see.
The creator of Family Guy, Seth MacFarlane, is 44 years old.
Have you seen The Orville? Has anybody seen The Orville?
I have. You know, I recorded it, but I have not watched it.
I haven't watched it either. I heard that it wasn't very good.
I didn't like it. But I'm not really a fan of him. Family Guy's fun, though.
He I like him because he makes fun of everybody.
He does.
He makes fun of everybody.
Equally.
He's funny. He's a funny guy.
He kind of got that philosophy, I feel like, from the South Park people, that you make fun of everyone and you're clear. You're good to go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just consistent. Well, another birthday today. We know this guy.
Now, here's your new host, Pat Sajak.
Thank you. Thank you, Jack Clark. Morning, everyone. Welcome to Wheel of Fortune.
So that's Pat Sajak, and that was his debut episode back in 1981.
Sounded like it.
Pat Sajak is 71 years old today.
He's been doing Wheel of Fortune for 36 years?
Yes.
Wow.
How old's Vanna?
I found a YouTube video of her being introduced back in 1982.
Right.
Vanna White. So she's been in it for a minute. Let's see how old Vanna White
is. Is she still doing it?
She's still doing it. Vanna lives in Georgia. She's 60 years old.
Wow.
I heard she used to live in Georgia.
Did she?
That's what I heard. I don't know.
She's originally from South Carolina, so it's quite possible that she's a Southern Belle, so she could be, yeah.
But it was so fun to see like her debut. If you go and look at her debut on Wheel of Fortune, just how like different she's been throughout the years.
You mean how she's aged?
But she's aged great. She continues to look the same almost. You don't think so?
She's probably had a lot of work done.
Probably.
I mean, but there's nothing wrong. There's definitely nothing wrong with that.
Whatever's going to make you happy at the end of the day. And then one of my favorite people, I didn't have him on the list, but I just found out it's his birthday.
She looked good, though.
Fat lard, come get some dinner. Tina, eat.
So if you've never seen that movie, that's Napoleon Dynamite. John Heder turns 40 years old today. You can believe that.
Atlanta United are going to be playing a big game tonight. We're going to be talking about it all day long. Playoffs against Columbus. Dukes and Bell broadcasting live from the Gulch. 2 to 7 today with the tailgate and all the big supporters groups from 2 to 7 in the Gulch next to Phillips Arena with Dukes and Bell today. When we get back, guess who's back? Spoon is back. And we had a chance to talk to Spoon. And we'll bring you that interview as we continue on the morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.